Well, Shabbat Shalom on God's holy day. Here we are. Let me start the video. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Countdown. I'll put up the study, and I'm on Pow Talk, and we're ready to go. Okay, let's ask God to bless and anoint this study today. Heavenly Father, Master of the universe, we thank and praise you for the blood of Yeshua. We thank you for cleansing us from any sin, any blemish, any spot. As we come before your holy throne, bless this day in Yeshua's name. Bless the study. Let it be fruitful for everyone. Teach us something new. We give you the praise and honor today, Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen. We're one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chad B'Mashiach. Just a little piece of the Israel of God around the world. Today's a Sabbath, which most of the world don't even know about. It's the fourth commandment. There's my website, there's my phone number if you need to talk to me, and there's my email. Today we're at Forest Crossing Boulevard in Franklin. We're still sadly using the Gregorian calendar from Pope Gregory from the 1500s in the 21st century. Isn't that terrible? Today is January 17, 2026, and it's Janus's month, and you can read that yourself, but I'm not going to read it to you, okay? Jehovah has his own calendar. We are now in the 10th month of God called Tevet, the 27th day, and that's taken from the book of Esther, 10th month right there, which is the Tevet. So Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus in his house royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tebet, in the 7th year of his reign. New moon report, this coming Wednesday is going to be Shavat, the 11th month of God. That's found in Zechariah 1:7. It says, which is the 11th month, which is the month Sebat, but it's Shavat, okay? Today's study is destruction from God. Wow. Now, I can't imagine destruction from the Almighty, the infinite God. Can you? Can you? I don't know. Book of Isaiah says, howl ye, for the day of Jehovah is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Wow. The book of Joel says, alas for the day of Jehovah is at hand. And as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Wow. Can't imagine that. 2 Thessalonians. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians and God our Father and the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Grace unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. You know, we are bound to thank God always for you, brothers and sisters, as it's meet, because that your faith grows exceedingly and the charity of every one of you toward each other abounds, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you also suffer. This is a verse we all like, seeing it's a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, right? And to you who are bound, troubled with us, when the Lord Yeshua shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, not only those, but the ones that obey not the gospel of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Yeah. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction. They're going to be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. When he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all of them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. And I hope this day too. Wow, the anger and wrath of God. I can't imagine God making God angry at us, the power that created everything. Can you imagine that?
Unfortunately.
Here are a few verses from Scripture pertaining to God's wrath. Here's what the people did from the past. You know, the people, the children of Israel. Exodus 32. Moses besought Jehovah his God and said, Jehovah, why doth your wrath wax hot against your people, which you have brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Deuteronomy says, remember and forget not how you provoked Jehovah your God to wrath in the wilderness from the day that you did depart out of the land of Egypt until you came into this place. You have been rebellious against Jehovah. Wow. This is something out of 2 Kings. He says, because they forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be kindled against this place and shall not be quenched. Wow. Yep, God can destroy. 2 Chronicles 24:18. And they left the house of Jehovah, their God of their fathers, and served groves and idols. And wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem for their trespass. Of course. 2 Chronicles 29:10. Now it is in mine heart to make a covenant with Jehovah, God of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away from us. Amen. 2 Chronicles again. Now be not stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourselves unto Jehovah and enter into his sanctuary, which he had sanctified forever. And serve Jehovah your God, that the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you. Amen. 2 Chronicles again. Because they have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be poured out upon this place, and shall not be quenched. You know, I was reading about Solomon this morning, how he went after other gods too. Really, when he was old, it's horrible.
Where does it say God's not jealous?
Huh?
Where does it say in the Bible
God isn't
jealous?
God's jealous, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 2 Chronicles 36. They mocked the messenger of God and despised his word and misused his prophets until the wrath of Jehovah arose against his people till there was no remedy. No remedy. Wow. Imagine that. The book of Ezra has some information. But after that, our fathers have provoked the God of heaven unto wrath. He gave them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, the Chaldean, who destroyed his house and carried his people away into Babylon. Ezra again. So whatsoever is commanded by God, by the God of heaven, let it be diligently done for the house of the God of heaven. And why should there be wrath against the realm of the king and his sons? I guess we have to always think about Ezra. For I was ashamed to inquire of the king. I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we have spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him. Remember that, the ones that seek him. But his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. Wow. Let not our rulers of all the congregation stand, and let all them which have taken strange wives in our cities come at the appointed time, and with them the elders of every city and the judges thereof, until the fierce wrath of our God for this matter be turned from us. Amen. We don't want to do anything that makes God angry. Nehemiah, did not your fathers thus, and did not our God bring all this evil upon us and upon the city? Yet you bring more wrath upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath, like today. The whole world is profaning the Sabbath day. Amen. Here's something in Psalms. Consume them in wrath. Consume them that they may not be. Let them know that God rules in Jacob unto the ends of the earth, Selah. Another Psalm, 78. The wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them and smote down the chosen men of Israel. Jeremiah has some words. Jehovah, he is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. And his wrath, at his wrath, the earth shall tremble and the nation shall not be able to abide his indignation. Wow. Jeremiah again. In that you provoked me unto wrath with the works of your hands, burning incense unto other gods in the land of Egypt, whither you have gone to dwell, that you might cut yourselves off, and that you might be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth. Ezekiel. Therefore have I poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, said Jehovah. God's wrath is very, wrath is against anyone that breaks his commandments. Here it is. God is jealous. Jehovah revenges. Jehovah revenges and is furious. Can you imagine Jehovah being furious? Jehovah will take vengeance on his adversaries and reserves wrath. They have a reservation. He reserves wrath for his enemies. Here's a Babylon connection. Isaiah 13, the burden of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amos did see. Lift you up a banner upon the high mountain. Exalt the voice unto them. Shake the hand that they may go into the gates of the nobles. I have commanded my sanctified ones. I have also called my mighty ones for my anger, even them that rejoice in my highness. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, like as of the great people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of the nations gathered together. Jehovah of hosts musters the battle, the host of the battle. You know, they came from a far country, from the end of heaven, even Jehovah and the weapons of his indignation, to destroy the whole land. Wow. Howl ye, for the day of Jehovah is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt. They shall be afraid, pangs and sorrow shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travails. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. What do you think of that? Behold, the day of Jehovah comes, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. Imagine what he's going to do today, right? For the stars of heaven and the constellations shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. This is an amazing verse. This is the God who created everything. And I'll punish the world for their evil and for the wicked, for their iniquity. And I'll cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease and lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. This is God. I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of Jehovah of hosts in the day of his fierce anger. Wow. Here's another Babylon connection I noticed in Revelation. And there followed, Revelation 14, there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, the great city, because she had made all nations drink of the wine of her wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast and his image and receive the mark, his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb." Imagine being tormented with fire and brimstone right before the angels and the Yeshua. "And the smoke of their torment ascends up forever and ever." That means they're going to be burning forever. "They have no rest, day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receives the mark of his name." Here's Revelation 16. "The great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of his fierceness of the wrath of his wrath." Wow. "And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found." What do you think of that? "And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found again. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, and men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great." Here's Revelation 17. "And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked at me, saying unto me, Come here, I will show you unto you the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication." They went after her false doctrines and everything. "And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication." Yeah. "So he," this is John, "so he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet colored and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of the abominations and filthiness of her fornication." Who does that sound like? That's right. "And upon the foreheads was a name written, Mystery, the Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth." That was written on her forehead. Isn't that terrible? "And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Yeshua. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore did you marvel? I'll tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which had seven heads and ten horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and shall go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of the life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not, and yet is the devil." He is the devil. "Here is the mind which had wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, he is even the eighth, and of the seven, and goes into perdition. The ten horns which you saw are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast." 1 hour, that's all they get. "These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast." This is foolish. "These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords." Hallelujah. and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Amen. And he said unto me, the waters which you saw here, the waters which you saw here, the whole where the whore sits, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the 10 horns which you saw upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. This is why, because God had put it in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree, and to give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God should be fulfilled. And the woman which you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. Yeah. You ever been to the Vatican? We've never been there. Yeah. Looks just like that, huh? And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having a great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Mm-hmm. Yuck. Mm-hmm. Horrible. And you can see it. All nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Yeah. John says, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. Amen. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, double unto her double, according to her works, in the cup which she had filled to her double. How much she had glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she said in her heart, I sit a queen, and I am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. That's what she thinks. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for the strong is the Jehovah God who judges her. Amen. And the kings of the earth, which have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her, shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. They're going to be standing far off for the fear of her torment, and saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is her judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buys their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and of silver and precious stones and of pearls, of fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all thine wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of precious wood and of brass and of iron and of marble, and of cinnamon, and odors, and ointments, and of frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men. And the fruits that your soul lusted after are departed from you, and all things which are dainty and goodly are departed from you, and you shall find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar, they're going to be standing afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off, everyone standing far away, and crying when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? These people cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city wherein was made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour she made desolate. 1 hour. This is what I think. Rejoice over her, you heavens, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God had avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great stone, millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. Amen. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and of trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in you, and no craftsman, and whatsoever craft he be, shall be found any more in you. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in you. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in you. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in you. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, for by your sorceries were all nations deceived. Yeah. Sorceries is pharmacies, and pharmacies is drugs and all kinds of stuff. In her was found the blood of prophets and of the saints and of all that was slain upon the earth. Just think, Catholic Church changed the fourth commandment and they put everything on Sunday. That's why nobody's doing it today. All the Protestants follow them. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that was slain upon the earth. And I read some of this last week, I don't know if you were here, as the days of Noah were. Matthew, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. What were they doing? They were as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. Took a lot of people away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Genesis. And Jehovah saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Wow. Yeah. And it repented, this is really a sad, it repented Jehovah that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. And Jehovah said, I will destroy man whom I have created from off the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowl of the air, for he repented me that I have made them. Wow, that's terrible. I wonder how he feels today. Just think, hardly no one keeps the fourth commandment today. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Jehovah. Noah. There's Noah. Here's some seals, angels, trumpets, thunders, seven of each. Watch from the wrath of the Lamb. Revelation 6, John said, And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Right. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs when she's shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it's rolled together, and every mountain and island was moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man, they hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. What do you think of that? And they said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. You picture a lamb as a nice little cute thing. This is the wrath of the Lamb of God, yeah. Messiah. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? No one. No one. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. I wonder what that was. And I saw the seventh angel, which stood before God. To them was given seven trumpets. The seventh angel we got to watch out for. The seventh angel. The seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. There came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, "It is done." God said, "It's done." And there was voices and thunder and earth lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great. Can't even imagine that, could you? And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Wow. There it is again. Every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. John said, "And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven. He was clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun." Wow, can you imagine that? And his feet were as pillars of brass.
Fire.
Huh?
Fire.
Pillars of fire, excuse me.
That sounds like God, actually.
I know. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right hand upon the sea, right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roars. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. John said, when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, I was going to write it down, and heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, "Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not." And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swore by him that lives forever and ever, who created the heavens, amen, and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things that which are therein, that there should be time no longer. That's the seventh angel. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, this when he begins to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished, as he had declared unto his servants the prophets. That's right. And the seventh angel sounded, and there was great voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Jehovah and of his Messiah, and he shall reign forever and ever." And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God. Amen. Saying, "We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which are and was and are to come, because you have taken to you your great power and have reigned. And the nations were angry." So what? And God's wrath has come in the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that they should give reward unto your servants the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that fear your name, small and great, and should destroy them which destroy the earth. Amen. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testimony. And there was lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. Proverbs tells us, "For surely there is an end, and your expectation shall not be cut off." Amen. What we expect to be with God. How's it going to happen? Well, it's going to happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. That's the seventh trump. "For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we're going to be changed." Wow.
Those that are alive and remain shall be changed.
Right, the ones that are alive. So in closing for today, be on God's side, safe and secure. May God bless you today, and I hope you got something out of this study today. It's a short one. I don't know if it was short, but it was good. I thank God for every one of you. May God bless you today. May God always be with you and comfort you and heal you and strengthen you in Yeshua's name. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. I'll stop the audio real quick. Let's see, there it is. Shabbat Shalom, everybody.